Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the financial year 2017 annual results investor presentation for Hema Golf Limited. On behalf of the company, we appreciate your interest and support over the past years. The company has experienced a memorable period and recorded solid growth in financial year 2017. Today, the senior management team of the company are delighted to introduce the annual results with all of you. They are Chairman, President, Executive Director, Mr. Liu Jianguo, Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Bian Weiwen. Now, I will hand it over to Mr. Liu Jianguo for the presentation.
好的，各位投资人，大家好，非常感谢大家的时间。我是本金高尔夫的董事长，这个刘建国。接着讲吧。
I'm just going to do a very short translation. This is Chairman Liu. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for your time. Most of you are still on holiday. Thank you for joining the analyst call.
好 的， 那么我们上市是从去年的11月6号这个挂牌的，我们现在过去的时 间， 在这个一个经营的周期中 间， 我们还是做了很多的工 作， 但是 呢， 这个前段时间的股市表现非常不 好， 但是我们还是做实业 的， 还是扎扎实实地做好自己的业绩。那么今天在年度结束的这个年度的公告中间也大家可以看到了我们的这个业 绩， 还是做出很多的努力的。
It has been close to six, 8 months since we were listed in Hong Kong on October the 6th. As some of you know, the stock performance has not been the greatest. What we wanted to share here with you is the operating results and also efforts that we have made in the last one year. We wanted to go through, take you through that, you know, deck later on.
那么在这个结束的这个年度 呢， 我们完成了242亿日元的这个销 售， 在去年的同期 呢， 也增长了 12.7%。那么主要几个数 据， 这个毛利率增长也是比较不错的。我们的毛利率是增长到一这个净利率是这个增长了百分 之， 这个毛利率达到了60%左 右， 增长了一个点。
For those who has read the earning results, you will see that we have delivered a net sales of 24 billion Japanese yen or 1.6 billion Hong Kong dollar. The growth is about 12.7% on a constant currency basis. Gross margin has remained stable or robust. We have been able to expand the gross margin percentage by 1 point to 60%.
那么纯利 呢， 也增长到50亿日元左 右， 在去年同期也上升了 38.9%， 这些都是比较好的这个一些增长的势头。
Net profit reached 5 billion Japanese yen and showing a 38.9% increase over the year before. These are for us very satisfactory results for the last 12 months.
那么在整个企业的经营的布局上 面， 我们今年呢还是做到了这个很多有实际有实效的一些内容。
In the overall operational performance, we have made a few solid changes, and you will see the earnings as well as the sales growth was on the basis of those midterm planning.
已经完成了欧美的整个的布 局， 就是我们的欧洲的分公司和美国的分公司都正式的这个启 用， 而且进入真正的这个一个快车的一个渠 道， 后面等着就是出大的经营业绩。
We have also successfully completed the strategic planning for the U.S. and also European market entry. For the upcoming one year, we will be pivoting growth as we have communicated to some of you during the IPO roadshow.
那么球的产品线在新的一个经营的年度也会更加完 善， 也会整个地拓展新的一些市场。
We've also finalized the product planning of the balls, and we expect to deliver even more stronger growth in the year to come.
那么服 饰， 我们正在寻求这个大的合作的机 会， 这个已经有几家有意向性的东西在谈 了， 我们还是想借助别人的一些力 量， 把本金高尔夫的这个服饰推向一个新的一个台阶。
For the apparels, we're in active discussion with a few candidates in order to scale up the apparel business in the home markets. Our intention was to work or collaborate with people who have very specialized experiences in the retail space in order to promote the homework products to every consumer that own the clubs as well.
那么关于分红呢，今年大概以这个派每股的分红大概为3块日元，大概这个派息的这个比例为40%左右。
We are also proposing to the general shareholders meeting to declare a dividend of 3 JPY per share, which is about 40% of the current year net profit.
总而言之，讲一句话，本间高尔夫是一个实实在在做这个企业的一个企业。然后我们对资本方面的很多的东西确实是新入门，有很多的不足之处，但是我们以后也会更加完善具体这个一些工作，包括跟投资者的沟通，我们是做得非常之差的，所以我在此呢也做一些这个检讨，我们还是实实在在的真金白银的把自己的业绩做。
So just to conclude, this is a growing business and a growing company on a very fast track growth. We will remain focused.On the business, as we have promised you, we have not been very, very experienced with the capital market, the practices, as well as the activities. The communication with some of you have not been the greatest, which we are improving on. And thank you for your support in the last 1 year. And please stay with us. We will continue to deliver results that will satisfy you.
希望我们的真材实料也得到这个投资者的认可，也希望我们的这些这个业绩能够给投资者带来更好的回报。谢谢大家。
Of course, we are also hoping that we will continue to satisfy you and receive you as our investors, and together we will make you a happy investor, as we said during the investor luncheon. So that's all what the chairman wants to say.
下面由这个边总来介绍一下我们今年的一些这个财务的具体的情况。
Okay, so if you have no further questions, I'll just jump straight into the deck which you have received already from Wonderful Sky.So we have included, basically there are four subjects that we wanted to touch upon today. One is the company overview, the second is the financial and operational highlights of the year. We wanted to spend some time on the industry outlook as well as the outlook of the company. So if you turn to slide two, you will see a very broad and high-level overview of the company. I think most of you would know that we almost...were founded in Japan 60 years ago, is still today the number one premium golf company. We have been delivering a CAGR in our revenue growth of 15.5% for the last 4 years, and we are also the only vertically integrated golf company. If you look at the key financials, our net sales for the last fiscal year is about $217 million. The gross profit margin is about 68%, well above the industry average.Our net operating profit margin is about 18%, and the earning per share is 0.59 EPS today. And if you look at the market cap, I think for those of you who are tracking Acushnet and also Callaway, you will see that our EPS is higher, our PE multiple is lower. I think on a forward basis, based on market consensus, our PE is about 11 times.So if you go to slide three, you will see this is something that we have been introducing to the investors. These are our competitive strengths. So what we felt very strongly about is our brand, supported by the craftsmanship, the product quality, which we have been delivering to the market, to the consumers for the last 60 years. We are also feeling very, very strong about the business model that we have, vertically integrated, having R&D and manufacturing under one roof.And lots of things, good things have happened since the acquisition. I think for those who have read the prospectus, you will see the 3R strategy that we have pursued since the acquisition in 2010. And since then, you know, the track record that we have delivered in terms of growth and also profitability expansion. For the upcoming, let's say, midterm strategy, it's all about growth. We wanted to grow through product portfolio expansion.But also through sales and distribution network extensions, which we are going to spend more time on when we go into the deck. And on slide four, you see a chronological milestone of the company. Again, let's say going back to the roots that we had in Japan, founded in 1959 by the original Homma family. went into financial difficulties and completed the civilization in Japan in 2006, acquisition by Chairman Liu in 2010. And since then, let's say, the product roadmap that we have been able to expand, let's say, since 2010. So very briefly, in 2013, we launched the Tour World family targeting the avid golfers. In 2016, we launched the BVO family targeting the new golfers. So the avid and also new golfer segment are the two segments that are exhibiting higher growth than the average market growth, and also the area that we are penetrating and gaining share from our competitors. Slide 5 gives you a snapshot of, as we, you know, how we stand today. You will see that we still maintain 91, self-operated stores, so stores that we operate ourselves. Of the 91 stores, 37 are in Japan. Close to 50 are in China, and the rest are spread across Asia, primarily Hong Kong and also Taiwan. We have about 2,700 distributors and about 300, let's say, skilled craftsmen and R&D personnel in our Sakata factory. Our products are sold in close to 50% of the country worldwide. And we also have, let's say, over 200,000 home members who has a repeat purchase of at least one time every 3 years. And if you look at the revenue mix, I think we continue to generate the lion's share from the golf clubs. The golf clubs continue to account for 83% of the top line, followed by apparels and also accessories, as well as the balls. As compared to the industry groups, this is almost the opposite of what they possess. Callaway, especially Acushnet, they generate more than 50% of their top line from the balls, as well as the accessories. In terms of the region, China, Korea, Japan continue to account for more than 85% of the top line, being labeled as our home market, where we will continue to penetrate even deeper. Europe and America is on a growth trajectory, still today accounting for less than 5% in total. The rest of the world is growing very nicely, accounting for close to 10% of the value share. And if you look at the channel, I think sales is gravitating towards the wholesale channel or the distribution channel, but the self-operated store still accounts for close to 38% of the top line. And on slide 6, you will see the snapshot of the financial performance in 2017. As we said before, the sales grew by 8.4% nominally, or comparably by 12.7%. This is a ratio which is much higher than the industry average. Gross margin percentage expanded by 1 point to 60%. SG&A, as a result of the cost optimization as well as the sales growth, the leverage is down by 0.5 point in spite of, let's say, a step up in the IPO cost as well as the RSU cost. The operating profit margin is up by 2 points to 20%. And the net profit margin, or net operating profit margin, now stands at 18%, up by 1.3 points as well. So I'm going to make a pause here just in case anyone has questions. Okay, I'll continue. So if you flip to slide 7, you will see the revenue, gross margin, as well as operating profit and net operating profit growth over the last 4 years. You see that we have been able to continue the trajectory of the last 3 years, or the so-called track record period, and deliver growth in revenue, gross profit, as well as operating profit margin. So what's worth noting is that the CAGR of the operating margin is almost doubling the revenue growth. So this is a trend that we hope we can continue to deliver going forward. If you flip to slide 8, this is an overview of our SG&A makeup as well as the respective percentage as a percentage of sales. On the upper slide, you will see the development between 2015 and also 2017. What we actually circled in the shaded area is the adjusted SG&A percentage, if you will, so adjustment for RSU as well as the listing expenses to give you a real feel of how the SG&A has been moving. So in general, the SG&A is moving down by 1 point percentage on a comparable or like-for-like comparison. And what we say is that we will continue to resource to win. Resource to win means that within the five buckles of SG&A that we have, we will continue to invest into A&P. We will continue to invest into employee benefits by recruiting, let's say, fresh talents from the market. We have just completed a few major recruitments, which we can talk about later on. But we will scale down, let's say, the other selling expenses and also leverage the rental expenses as we rationalize our retail footprint. Slide 9 talks about the working capital improvement that we have been able to deliver. You will see, let's say, a step down in the inventory days by 29. I think if you look into the details that we have disclosed in the earnings results, you will see that the inventory as a in absolute value came down by 15%, most noticeably for the finished goods as well as work in progress. So this is very much in line with what we have communicated to you. And yet today, the 258 days is not comparable with what you see from Callaway or the rest of the brands because of the vertical integration that we have. So of the 283 days, one-third still relates to, let's say, the factory inventory or the production inventory that we have, plus the, let's say, the demo sets that we have in our operational stores. So if you exclude that, you will see that our net inventory days is already about six months, which we will continue to improve on. The payable days came down by 15 days, and the receivables up by 17 days. So the uptake in the receivable days is a temporary situation that we are faced with. I think for those who have joined the interim results analyst call, you will remember that we had a special situation in Korea where our exclusive dealer implemented a company-wide non-discretional inventory reduction program, which has led to most of the products or sales being delivered in the second half. And we have a 40 days payment terms with this particular distributor, and that has led to primarily the jump in the receivable days. If you look at slide 10, you will see, let's say, the operational cash flow has been, let's say, very strong. There is a dip in 2015, primarily relating to the restructuring that we had prior to the listing. So if you have adjusted that, you will see that the net operating cash flow has been increasing year on year. Cash on hand increased substantially on the account of the improvement in the net operating cash flow as well as the IPO proceeds. The interest-bearing liability came down substantially, and the leverage is now down to 1.1 points. From slide 11, we are going to give some high-level overviews on the home market development. So if you look at Japan, I think the total market size, retail, in terms of retail value in 2015, is about 1.3 billion. So Japan is the second largest market, if you will. Japan contributes to 53% of the sales in the group. The sales growth at a constant currency is a high single digit, so close to 9 points. In terms of channel mix, I think it's quite a balanced, although sales continue to gravitate towards the distributor as we move along. Among other things, we have activated our relationship with Gold 5, which is the number one retailer in Japan since January. By the end of March, we are active in all of their stores. And in April itself, Gold 5 is generating the highest revenue among all the mega stores for the group. So we are very hopeful that this collaboration will help us to accelerate growth in Japan and to gain shares from Switzerland and et cetera. And in terms of the product mix within the club business, the Barrett's Tour Wall are having a fair share, and the BZO is coming up with a 9.4% shares. BZO was launched in January 2016, showing a very interesting growth for Japan, which we will continue to, let's say, penetrate into through the update of a second generation in January 2018. And from a product development point of view, I think some of you may notice that we were awarded one gold medal and four silver medals by the Golf Digest Japan's hot list. This is the number one, let's say, product review, if you will, within the industry. And usually products that got the gold medals and silver medals will be receiving a lot of recognition from the consumer as well as retailers. And let's say in terms of our team, home players, they have won altogether 19 wins in the last fiscal year. And the second market that we wanted to speak about is South Korea. So in terms of sales contribution, very stable at 14%. Sales growth, we were able to recover from what we lost in the first half or even to some extent up to December and deliver a constant currency growth of 21%. The cologne still accounts for 90% of our sales in Korea, with whom we have just negotiated the terms for the upcoming 2 years. I think this is the second time that we are entering into the distribution agreement with cologne, and in fact, the only exclusive dealer of the world that we have. So I think we have gained quite some experiences working with cologne, and they gained some experiences working with us. In the upcoming 2 years, our relationship, or let's say, is going to build on a further growth of the market share as well as the product mix. You will see that, let's say, we are well-penetrated in terms of the Barris, well-penetrated in terms of BCO, and yet under-penetrated in the TW. So there has been a lot of discussions on how we actually will scale up the tall world growth through the expansion of the POS outside the greater Seoul area, through continued investment into the marketing campaign. In fact, we will begin a very big marketing campaign above the line or TV campaign from the 1st of June. We have just signed off the script as well as the video clips yesterday. So all in all, let's say Korea has been, the second fastest growing market in the world, possessing a very interesting view from a home point of view. Our market share is still, let's say, in the range of 6-7%, lots of upside for us in the upcoming 2 years. The next country that we want to speak about is Greater China. So here, Greater China includes Hong Kong, and together they contributed to 18% of the top line. Sales grow by 18.8%, and still very much, let's say, depending on the self-operated stores, the 50-plus the self-operated stores that we have in the countries, as well as the distributors that we have. In terms of the products, Barris has the greatest value share, showing the brand equity that we have in Greater China and to a largest extent in Asia Pacific. The BCO, Tour World are each accounting for, let's say, close to 10% share. The non-conforming, clubs are actually accounting for the balance, standing very, very well. I think the non-conforming series are an interesting addition to the Korean and also Chinese market, as the new beginners are very eager to improve their scores rather than being bothered by the standards and the forms. So the wholesale channel in China has grew above the country average. The growth rate was about 32%. We have also been able in the last 1 year to rationalize our distribution network by cutting the tail, so the smaller distributors, by deepening the cooperation with the larger distributors. So you will see that the number of distributors that we have in Greater China has come down, and yet the sales have rose. We have also been able to maintain the leadership in the premium segment, and also at the same time open 20 new apparel stores in China as an attempt to continue our exploration in the apparel business. And the next session is about the industry. So a lot of people have, as we speak to investors, a lot of them are having, mixed feedback on the industry. To us, golf is still one of the most popular sports globally. I think the CAGR has not been very, very interesting. But on the other hand, if you look further into the respective segments, you will see that the market, there are, differences in the market growth. And then, in terms of the market size, United States, Japan, I think our addressable market is a lot more than what we have currently penetrated into. So if you flip to slide 15, so this is a slide that I wanted to spend a bit more time on. It's a bit busy, but it's a very interesting slide. This slide analyzed the total market size, the addressable market size, as well as the total market growth and addressable market growth of the four major markets in the world. So you will see that US, with 1.6 billion, is still noticeably the largest market in the world, followed by Japan and then by U.S. China is actually the smallest, and that's why we keep on saying that China is an underpenetrated market. Overall market growth for the upcoming 5 years in the 2 percentage points for the largest two markets, U.S. and Japan, much higher for Korea, 6.5%, a lot higher for Greater China, 10.9%, but from a much smaller base. But then within the average market growth rate, you will see that the 5 and 6, which we target since 2013, are showing much higher growth than the average company growth. So for example, for the United States, the segment 5 and 6 are each showing, let's say, above 5% growth, where we are almost nascent. And if you take that if you have this in the back of your mind and then look at the company growth in 2017, you will see that we were able to generate 26% growth in segment 5 in the United States, 40.9% growth in segment 6 in the United States, and also similar, let's say, developments across the different ranges. The decline in the sales growth in the U.S., the overall sales decline, 10.7%, is largely relating to the channel repossession that we are having, or let's say the implementation of the U.S. growth strategy, which started with a repossession of the trade channels. In fact, you know, for the last year, we had literally 3 months full sales, but we were able to catch up 90% of the sales from the year before. So this is to us quite an achievement and needs to be seen positively rather than negatively. And the next slide speaks about the global ranking. You will see that the top 10 brands account for 74% of the total market, but they are, let's say, navigating through a very different product and also price points. Acushnet is still the largest company in the world in terms of retail value, followed by TaylorMade and then Callaway. These are all based on 2015 their retail value. So in terms of the retail value, HomeMart ranks on the number 6 with a retail value of $317 million, way behind the global giants, and therefore showing a lot of headwinds for us to grow in each of the segments. And the slide 17 is a slide that we have been continuously introducing you to during the IPO process. In the upper part of the slide, we basically look at the market. This is a snapshot of how we look at the market. We basically dissect the market by the price sensitivity as well as the level of enthusiasm of the respective golfers or consumers. The degree of enthusiasm is something very, very difficult to quantify, and we usually look at the number of rounds played by a golfer in a year, as well as the handicap numbers. So the traditional product that we carry in our product portfolio, the Bearers, targets, the affluent golfer. So these are a group of golfers whose values design over and above performance. And since 2013, we have launched a product called Tour World. The Tour World targets a group of avid golfers, so they play it on average 12 rounds a year, more than 12 rounds a year, and their handicap is below 10, if not better. And the Tour World is a very sophisticated product that targets people who have a lot of emphasis on just performances. And since January last year, or the last fiscal year, we have launched a product called Bizio, and Bizio targets the beginner golfer segment. So these are a group of consumers who just begin to play golf, very undecided as to their preferences, play preference, and also purchase behaviors, can be influenced by the affluent golfer as well as the avid golfer. So the roadmap, if you will, has a certain logic. So we basically start from what we are traditionally strong at, move into the high growth segments, and then look at these segments depending on the level of influence they have on each other. So I think the next one, we wanted to give you some operational highlights of the company in the last 12 months. You will see that we have continued to promote the brand internationally through the introduction of a limited edition, the Trump Series, just to commemorate the election of Donald Trump, as well as the fact that he plays well with our Bearers 05. We have sold 155 sets Trump Series globally. We have also sold 370 sets of the 60 years anniversary limited edition. The 60 years anniversary limited edition were primarily sold in China as well as Japan on a pre-book basis. It also helped us to sustain our leadership in the premium segment, as well as the gross margin, as you have seen. We have also been featured on a recent CNN documentary where five Japanese manufacturers were selected. I think for those of you who have been through the PDIE process, you will see that they recognize some of the faces on the CNN screenshot. So here what's being featured is Fasan, the head of our research. We continue to invest into the professional endorsement. We won 19 wins or champions in the last 1 year, but we continue to build on that. I think for the current fiscal year, we already have 6 wins, the tour players. The number one lady player in China just won the Volvo tournament yesterday, which we are also generating a lot of buzzwords. We have also been able to fuel growth in the non-club categories. I think you will see that the comparable growth of the balls last year was above 100%, and therefore, delivering a CAGR of 105% for the last 4 years. We intend to, complete the product range this year with an ultra-soft Berlin, ball series, which is very much liked by the Asian players as well as the Caucasian players. With this, we are hoping that we will be able to double the volume from last year to 2 million dozens. I think in the earlier conversations that we had with some of you, we have been telling you that we aim to achieve a million dozen last year, which we did. And for this year, with the streamlining of the product portfolio and also the introduction of an ultra-soft Solin ball, we hope that we can double the ball sales to 2 million. Which is still very small if you compare us with, Nike and the like. We have also hired the head of sales from Nike Japan just to drive the ball sales in Japan and also Pan-Asia. This gentleman will join us on the 5th of June. With him, we have already worked out a 90-day plan to basically scale up the ball sales even further than what we have communicated here in. For the apparels, we are, as the chairman said, exploring cooperation with 223 very explicit targets. We hope that we can update you as we move along. As some of you said correctly, apparel is a very different product category, has its own dynamics, own channel, as well as the own product life cycle. I think we are very confident about the product quality, and yet we need someone who is very specialized or experienced with the retail channel in the respective market to help us take the apparel business to the next level. And just to give you some quantum, I think what we achieve in Japan in total in terms of sales is almost the same as Nike Japan achieved, just with balls, shoes, and apparels. So that should give you some dimension of where we stand today in terms of the market. So looking ahead, if you turn to Slide 21, I think 2018 will be another year for us to create shareholder value for all of you here. We saw that the industry as well as the targeted segments are growing. We have, analyzed the Golf Association, the U.S. Golf Association number. We have seen very promising trends in the per capita spend in the growth in the new golfers, so from 1.5 million to 2.5 million, as well as the number of rounds played, in spite of the fact that the number of golf courses has continued on the decline. We have also seen, very interesting, signals from the BZO family, from the activation of the BZO family. We are hoping that with the second generation, whose design, look and feel, as well as performance, will show significant improvement over the existing series. We hope that with that and also with the update of the Barrett series into 06, we should be able to gain even further market share growth in the home market and also to, leverage the platform that we already have in the U.S. To deliver even further growth in the U.S. market. We will also continue to differentiate ourselves through technically and functionally differentiated products, as we have been doing over the last 60 years, and strive to fuel growth in the sales of non-clubs, as we have just mentioned. So That's all what I wanted to say here. We do have a few appendixes. For those appendixes, there are more supplementary information for you to read through the other financials of the company. I think with this, I'm going to stop here and also open for Q&A.
Thanks for the detailed introduction from Mr. Liu Jianguo and Ms. Yan Weiwen. Next, we will open the floor for Q&A session. Please state your name and institution before you address your questions. You can state your questions by Mandarin or English. The first question, please.
大家好，如需提问，请在话机上按星一键等候。现在信号键暂一，谢谢。大家好，如需提问，请在话机上按星一键等候。 现在信号键暂一，谢谢。下面有请大和证券Portland提问。你好，请提问。
Hi, well, congratulations on your first set of annual results. I do have a couple of questions. I think my first part of my question will be regarding your U.S. business. I would like a bit more color on how the initial sales you are doing, because I know you know a lot of your the strength of the fourth quarter numbers. A lot of it probably sales, you know, channel sales in numbers. If we just take out fourth quarter, you know, year on year basis, how strong did it grow? And also, I want to ask if all your SKUs are available to U.S. consumers. So that's my first question regarding U.S. business. My second question is regarding your margins. I understand that you know, Trump and the 60th anniversary series have really helped your you know, Perez gross margins. Just want to share how sustainable do you think this is, and are we going to continue pushing the 60th anniversary series throughout fiscal year 18? And so we should expect, you know, some another year of strong margins. Thank you very much.
So thank you for your question. So because this is financial related, I'll take that question. So if I understand you correctly, you meant to understand, let's say, how sales has been developing because, you know, last year was a special year, if you will. So basically what happened is that we started to take over the channel from January onwards. We truly started to ship to the retailers in February. We were able to, let's say, deliver 70% of the sales that you see on a four-year basis just within 2 months, and yet left with a very big back order. So we continued to, let's say, generate back orders for April, for May. We hope that the back order will completely be eliminated by the end of June. So based on, let's say, the current numbers that I'm seeing, we are selling, let's say, every month 3 times of what we sold last year on an average basis. So the U.S. sales has been picking up very, very nicely thanks to, let's say, the POS expansion as well as the smooth transition that we had with the existing dealers. So we are basically selling directly to worldwide, to Gulf Town in Canada, to a PGA Superstore in the United States, and to many other feeding accounts and also green grass accounts. We have 18 salespeople who are continuously on the road organizing demos at the green grass, and we continuously come out as the best-selling brand among all the brands participating in the in those demos. On the product mix, okay, the Barrett's is still having the lion's share. So for the last fiscal year, Barrett's account for close to 58% of the top line. Tall World is about 11%. BZO is about 21%. So you could say that most of the products are available to the U.S. consumers. There is a change, though, in a way forward. As we always say, you know, when you look at a market from distance, you always have fantasy. So when we develop our U.S. strategy, we were thinking that, you know, the Barrett's and the BZO could be based on the Japanese version, and we have developed a so-called OEM version just for the U.S. market. for TW737. The consumer feedback is good, but there are also confusions among the existing and new consumers. They see that we have two different versions of the 737. So going forward, I think the intention is to offer, let's say, the same products to the U.S. consumer. The product mix may be different, but they will all be based on the Sakata version to avoid any, confusion among the consumers. We are also, upping prices in the United States from October onwards in line with industry average, but also as an effort to rationalize the retail prices globally, because U.S. for the moment has the lowest retail price, if you will, because of the legacy distribution network we had in the U.S.
Great, thank you. How about the margins on the Trump and 6-year anniversary? Sure.
So for the U.S., I think last year has been sort of a special year in that we had the transition. So before the transition, we had a relatively lower gross margin because we have someone in between distributing the products on our behalf. So for the first half year, we had a lower margin, and since the transition, the margin stepped up. But we also had a one-time, hit as a result of the transition. So the amount is $500,000. So if you looked at the, the gross margin of the United States in 2017, the gross margin is about 52%. And we are hoping to steer the gross margin back to 55% in 2018.
Thank you.
Welcome.
下面有请 Morgan Stanley Terence 提问。你好，请提问。
你好，管理层，恭喜你们这个 result 非常非常的好。那我这边有三个问题跟您请教一下。那第一个说这个在 revenue outlook 方面的话，不晓得在这个2018财年这边的话，那在您这边是怎么样的一个预期，然后可能的 driver 是哪个 country 或哪个 product 是比较的一个 major 的这个 driver force。那第二个问题是说在日本方面的话，因为已经开始跟这个 GoFi 有一个比较密切的合作，那未来在这个 inventory 这边的管理方面是不是有一些比较具体的措施可以跟大家分享一下，未来如果在这边在扩展比较快速的情况，也能够同时这个控制一个 inventory 在一个比较 reasonable 的 level。那最后一个问题是跟您请教一下说，在未来这个财年的话，在 operating expense 方面的话，大概有什么样的一个预期，就是说可能在一些 marketing 上面，在 Korea 刚刚有提到会加大一些这个TV commercial 的这一些合作跟力度。那整个 OPPO 来讲，它不少的公司 ，Every 来讲，或者说 Cooper Level 来讲的话 ，OK 大概会怎么样的 trend？ 这样子这些。
谢谢 Terence。从未来的一年来看，其实我的 home markets， 因为它还是占到我85%的一个销售，他们还是会继续成长。也是因为我们之前提到的这个 market share 的一个关系，因为如果你看到日本，我现在大概 market share 是在9%左右，8%-9%，韩国大概是在6%-7%，其实离我们的就是 home market 的目标market share 还是差很多。我们其实希望在每一个目标市场，至少是 home market 能够至少达到10%，因为没有10%，其实对一个 player 来说，你也是一个 unmeaningful 的一个 player， 也没有办法 leverage。所以在这方面，我们相信就是一个是 market share 本身有的这个 headroom， 再加上我的 TW 跟 BGO 现在这个5-6区间已经获得的一些 recognition 的。那 overall 我们希望明年的 growth 大概是在10%以上，希望能够做到15%。那这个驱动主要是两个，一个是 home market 的一个 continued growth， deeper penetration into the 5 and 6 segment， 另外一个就是这个球跟那个 apparel。当然我刚才提到的这个 apparel 的这个合作方式可能会带来一个爆发性的增长，并没有在我现在考虑的这个范围之内。然后提到那个 GoFi 的话，的确您问到的这个问题其实是管理层都非常关心的，因为库存其实分两块，一块是我的那个 inventory on hand， 还有一块就是渠道里的库存。那日本就像我们以前跟有一些 那个投资人也沟通过，日本相对是一个比较规范的一个市场。其实我们刚才有提到，我跟 GoFive 差不多是经过一个三个月的时间才把门店的数量扩张到120家。那这个三个月的这个其实是一个试销的期间，我刚开始的时候是迈进将近20家店，然后扩展到将近60家，然后再进了这个将近120家店。每一家门店其实在现在这个情况下都是一个所谓的一个 pull model。 pull model 的意思是说它有一个in store 的一个 inventory 的一个 target，一旦是那个卖掉了以后，他才会去那个 pull from the vendor 去补货。其实他这个模式还是一个蛮成熟的一个模式。对我们来说，我们跟那个 GoFive 也好，赛赖也好，这些大的 mega store 都有一个每周的一个 feedback。这个 feedback 是一个是看我就是卖到他的门店里的数字，还有一个就是他看他门店里的库存的一个变动。那希望用这个来 track 这个 sell in sell out。所以这一个 practice 还是会继续保持，我们甚至想把这个 practice 推广到其他国家，在特别是在 SAP 上线以后，我们在 SAP 里面开发了一些模块吧，可以能够使得我们的库存跟那个retailer 的这个库存能够联动起来，这一些都在设计当中。
是。
那最后是跟您请教一下那个 operating expense 的一个
啊，对对对对对，是那个 operating expense 是这样，就是今年的 operating expense 里面有两块是一个non-operating 的 expense， 我们自己说，一个是这个上市的费用，我们已经有披露大概2亿多的日元，然后还有一块就是 RSU 的费用。那上市费用明年是会没有，那这个 RSU 的费用的话，明年会 step down by close to 100 million Japanese yen， 因为这个 RSU 是分3年去 vest， 分4年 amortize， 这个17财年它的那个 financial burden 是最大的，后几年都会降下来。那所以就是在这个上面首先 SG&A 会有这样一个变化，但是就像我们刚才说 resource to win，我们还是会投放这个增加，就是比如说韩国的广告的投放在美国我们也在投放一些那个广告，包括一些 professional 的 endorsement， 这些可能都会带来一些那个 SG&A 的一个增长。但是在其他方面，像那个 rental， 像其他的一些discretional spend， 我们还是继续会去scale down 或者是 deliver 那个 cost efficiency。Overall， 如果你看回我们的这个 SG&A 的那个 percentage， 从公司的期望来说，大概会在38%到39%左右。
好，谢谢。
下面有请 Avanda B City 提问。你好，请提问。
Hi, congratulations on the results. Just a few follow-up questions. Can you elaborate a little bit in terms of the new distribution that you have set up and how has your existing stores in terms of same-store sales performance has been? And if you can elaborate as well in terms of the increase between traffic and pricing.Second question will be on working capital. If you can elaborate a little bit more, what's the plans will be on account receivable? Because I saw that it's creeping up, which is understandable because now you're moving to a wholesale model, but just kind of what you have in mind in terms of where you'll be comfortable with on receivable, as well as what's your target on inventory turnover. Thanks.
Thank you, Vina. So good to have you back. And thanks a lot for your warm words. So to your questions on the new distribution channel, so lots of things are happening in the company. I mean, as we said, this is the only company which is vertically integrated, but we also understand that the retail landscape is evolving. So we are developing a strategy to evolve the retail channel in our self-operated store.To evolve them in Japan and China. So we need a modern, let's say, retailing, if you will. So there has been a number of plans being made. We hope that we can start executing them in the course of this year. And in terms of the wholesale channel, I think directionally we are working more and more with retailers. This is very, very obvious in the U.S. when I say that we have transited the distribution channel, I meant that we have taken out all the wholesalers. So we are dealing directly with the retailers, with the feeding accounts, which is accounting for a greater and greater value share in the retail sales in the U.S. The overall market, I think in the U.S., in Japan, is transiting from bottom to value. So that's a very, very clear trend. People want high-performance products. They're willing to pay a bit more, but they want to test the products. They want, let's say, higher service levels than what they can expect from a normal, let's say, walking store like Dick's and Sports and et cetera. So I think wholesale channel for us and also retail channel, they are going to undergo, let's say, quite some changes going forward. And then in terms of the SSG, I think we were able to deliver 9%, let's say, same-store growth last year. And the growth is most visible in Japan, followed by, let's say, Korea and also by Taiwan. I think this is also very much in line with the overall strategy that we had to basically make the self-operated store, let's say, a place where people can get bespoke shopping experiences. But we also know that we need to update some of the stores, the look and feel, as well as the, let's say, the in-store shopping experiences that we are providing to the consumers. And then on the receivables, the receivable does went up by 17 days, but out of my head, 70% were relating to the sales to Cologne. Because of the inventory, let's say, control mechanism they had, non-discretional ones in the first half, we had to ship most of the sales, let's say, our products out between December, January, and March. This has caused quite some disturbance on our production planning, but also will cause the year-end receivable to rise because we have a 40 days payment term against Cologne. But within that bucket of receivables, which you saw at the end of, let's say, last financial year, all of them are actually, all of the receivables against Cologne are due. So they are current ones. They are not overdues. And therefore, we felt that, you know, the step up is a, let's say, is an unusual or one-time event that you will be seeing. But you are right. I think as we gravitate towards the wholesale channel, you will see, let's say, receivable days creeping up over time.
Okay, and is there like a target that you want to keep it around on receivable days?
I think, okay, so we are setting on cash terms in China, even though it's worth the wholesalers. So we are setting with a mixture of cash and also, let's say, 75 days in Japan. In the States and also in, I think in the States and also in Europe, we are offering between 30 to 60 days to our consumers. So, I would say that, you know, the U.S. and Europe, let's say today accounts for 5-6% of the sales. I think if they offer blended 60 days, I think each 1 point of sales growth will cause, you know, a day or two increase in my receivables. So overall, they will creep up, but not in a fashion that you have seen towards the end of last year.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Welcome.
下面有请 CICC 秦正峰提问。你好，请提问。
嗯，好的，谢谢。首先恭喜一下公司在 FR17 取得了一个很好的财务表现。那么我这里的项目，就是对于之后财年的这个 GP margin 有一个它是一个 guidance。包括还有就是我想和公司确认一下，就是那个 ratio 是在一个预期是在一个什么样的程度？谢谢。
你好，秦峰，你最后一个问题能再说一下吗？我没有听清。
好的，好的，就是那个想和您再确认一下，就是您之前提到的那个 SG&A expense ratio 大概是在一个什么范围？
啊，对，好的，那个是这样，就是谢谢您，那个公司在过去一年的确是像刘总说，还是专注了那个自己的业务，我们是希望能够按照这个市场的一个预期甚至比市场预期好，能够完成我们的业绩，交上我们的成绩表。那对于下一财年，就是我们现在的目标还是希望能够有一个10%以上的一个增长。那这个增长就像我刚才说的主要是市场来说还是来自于我的这个本土市场，从产品上来说球杆还是会维持一个高的单位数增长，但是这个球会是继续持一个应该是三位数，甚至我们希望是有一个四位数的一个增长。那从这个 SG&A 从毛利率来看，就是毛利率它会受到几个因素的影响，一个是我渠道的这个 构成，一个是我这个产品的构成。那从明年这个公司给的 guidance 来说，我们可能是会预期有一个一到两个点的一个下降毛利率。刚才提到的这个销售管理费用，公司的预期是在38%-39%。
嗯，好的，明白。好，谢谢。OK， 我这边明白了，谢谢边总。
大家好，有些提问请在话机上按星一键等候，先按星号键再按一，谢谢。
It's been a great sharing and discussion. Now we are coming to the end of financial year 2017 annual results investor presentation of Hama Golf Limited. Thank you again and look forward to seeing you next time.
好的，那感谢各位的参会啊，我们努力啊，谢谢。
谢谢大家。